a 30% chance of snow and it's going to be cold.
Yeah, they're saying that. That's what we hear.
But is that going to have any impact on maybe how you prepare for this game, how you...
No, it's just difficult to prepare to face the elements, obviously, unless you can create them in your facility. And even then, I don't know. I think that nowadays, again, I always talk about technology and the beauty of technology and heated benches, and that the game has changed. But that being said, it will be cold. I think the concern is with the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. We've got a quarterback right now that has played, really both quarterbacks, both Terrell and Matt have both played in inclement weather and played in the Big Ten, so they get a lot of that kind of weather there. So, really, you don't allow that to be, an excuse or a distraction. And it is what it is, and they know right now going into it that it's going to be cold and there is going to be a chance of snow flurry. So, you just keep playing.
Is wind as much of an issue there as it was in the old Meadowlands?
Yeah, they say that now. That it is windy, or that you can get wind. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I didn't think in the last game when we were there in the Giants game that it was a factor. And really, when you look at the weather report, it doesn't look like it's going to be a factor this Sunday either. But again, if it is windy, they'll deal with it, and both quarterbacks have to deal with it. So, I don't know if it plays an advantage to either team.
How do you carry over the kind of third down success you had in the first half of the Dallas game into the second half? What was missing in the second half? Was it down in distance, staying on?
Well, some of it was. Really, you look at the first third down. We had four in the second half. For us, we like to talk about staying on schedule to at least give us a chance to where we don't have to hold the ball, less chance of a sack. So you're trying to stay in those third and manageable situations. The first one, we went from third and 18 to third. We got them to jump off sides and got to third and 13. And we ran, we ran a draw play there, which we felt, looking back on it, that schematically it had a chance. We just didn't execute it and finish. Actually, just didn't finish on the first one. And then the other three passes in that time, they were actually manageable. There, two of them were in the third and 7+, which you'd like them a little bit shorter. But we kind of felt like we had a chance there. And more than anything, it's about, again, coaching and helping the quarterback make good decisions and the right decisions and understanding where you're wanting to go with the ball. And again, he's getting better at that, and we'll continue to get better. But we try to all of our third downs are scripted during the week, and we work them through all the different coverages that we're anticipating seeing, and we kind of go on the quarterback's feel and the coach's feel on what we think will be successful. But to me, more than anything, it's in that situation for us, it's got to be more about focus and coming out in that second half and offensive, our offensive play in general, to understand, there's going to be a break in the game, and we've got to be able to come back after that break and maintain our focus and continue to execute.
That interception that was intended for Jacoby, he just seemed to be overly matched.
Yeah.
Was that?
And that's one of the decisions that we're talking about, for him to continue to learn from. That was not intended. And really, as he looked at it, I think, again, that learning process for Matt, that was unlike him, because I felt like it was almost not a desperation type throw. That's not a desperation type moment right there. And read the play out, understand what coverage you're seeing, and read the play out. And if you have the throw, take the throw. And if not, then he knows to check it down in the back. And, he learned a lesson after seeing that and watching it unfold on tape. And he'll learn from it.
How have you held up this year when every week it seemed like you've had to mix and match with the quarterbacks, the line, the receivers, now running backs? I mean, it seems like it's...
Yeah, that's been difficult. And I give our players credit, really, because, again, they have jumped in, and they have no other choice, as we tell them. There is no other choice. It'll be a next man up mentality, and unfortunately, it's happened in a lot of different positions. And that lack of continuity certainly is not a real recipe for success when you're doing that. We're finding that out, but they're competing, and we're giving ourselves a chance to win games. Now we just have to find a way to win them in the end.
Is that lack of continuity the biggest reason? And at the same time, how surprised are you to the fact that you haven't scored more than 28 points in a game yet?
Yeah, well, I just think, again, that's part of it. And I think when you look at before the season started and what are the Raiders, where are the Raiders going to be? And certainly our goal is we're going to score more points. Has that happened? Have we scored more? No, we have not done that. And I believe part of it is lack of continuity. Part of it is lack of depth. Really, when you look back at the beginning of the season and where we're at, I just think everyone has injuries. Those teams that may not be as talented begin within a season. When they have injuries during the season, it takes a bigger toll, in my opinion. And I think that's been a big part of it is the constant turnover and constant changes in a lineup.
Matt seems to get the ball out quick, and I know he has a quick release, but how much of it is mental? Identifying the right spots quickly seems to do a lot of those things pre-snap, or maybe he knows where he's going.
Well, that's an important part of the position. I always say that. You know, intelligence play is a big factor, an important ingredient to play quarterback at this level in the National Football League. And he possesses that, and again, he's still a rookie. He started three NFL games here in like a 15-day period, you know, and to be able to, again, to play with the limited reps that he had to start the season, and then to have to play in two games in a 5-day period and be able to put together that next game plan and for him to absorb it and to be able to go out and execute. Certainly, we didn't win the game, but we feel like Matt is coming along and doing his part and will continue to get better because, again, that's not an easy task for any quarterback, but he's taking it. And, again, I think we see improvement, and which is what we asked for. We want that constant, never-ending self-improvement, and he's continuing to work at it.
Are you generally happy with his choices when you go back and watch the game on phone with him? Of course, not every single one, but generally.
No, yeah, and he knows, you know, his job and our job is to win the football game, and a lot of it falls on the quarterback, and we understand that, and he understands that. But to answer your question, yeah, I like the way that Matt is coming along. I believe that he can be a good football player in this league.
Is he separating himself right now from Terrell?
Well, I don't know if you would say that. I just think that right now he is continuing to improve. And, again, we always talk about the opportunity. He was given an opportunity when Terrell got hurt, and he's running with it right now.
Tywin Jones played running back last year but under a different coordinator. How different is the offense he's playing in now than the one that he played in last year?
Well, schematically, obviously, we're different in what we're doing in terms of the gas scheme. But, you know, this came about, again, just because of the lack of depth right now and where we're at right now at the running back position. But with that being said, he's had two good days of practice. I like what I see out of Tywin Jones, and I'm kind of excited to see him play on Sunday.
In terms of evaluating the quarterbacks, have you seen enough of Terrell Pryor, or do you want to see him again this
No, season? We want to see again, yeah. We obviously, there's some things, decisions we need to have made here we'd like to say at the end, but right now we're just trying to win games. You know, and that's, I think, on the minds of every coach, every player, is how are we going to win the game this Sunday? And if Terrell can help us win the game this Sunday and we feel like he can help us win, then we'll get a chance to get him and get him evaluated. But that's where we're at right now as far as that position goes.
Thank you.